A fast-moving plan to restrict abortions in Pennsylvania cleared a first hurdle in the state house yesterday. From WHYY's health desk, Tanya English reports.
The proposal would ban most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. That's 4 weeks earlier than the current state law. The bill would also prohibit a common second trimester procedure called dilation and evacuation. Maria Gallagher with the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation says anti-abortion activists have another name for the procedure.
There has been a debate nationwide about dismemberment abortions, and when people find out what goes on in a dismemberment abortion, the fact that the arms and the legs of the unborn children are torn from the mother, they're appalled.
Planned Parenthood and other opponents say the bill would make Pennsylvania's abortion rules the most restrictive across the country. Erica Goldblatt Hyatt says the proposal would also eliminate an option her family needed. When doctors said her unborn son was developing without an airway, Goldblatt Hyatt says at first, abortion was not an option.
I thought, absolutely not. This is my first child. He's wanted, and I will do anything to keep him.
Soon after, tests revealed that if her son survived, he would likely never breathe on his own or gain consciousness. Goldblatt Hyatt and her husband decided on an abortion just after her 20th week of pregnancy.
I really viewed that as my first parenting decision.
The abortion restriction has already cleared the House Health Committee. The full Pennsylvania House could vote on the plan this week. Governor Tom Wolf has said he would veto it. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.